Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, let's just jump right into this. We have got a very busy show today. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have some pretty important folks coming on the program today, including President Trump's attorney. She's going to be here this hour of the show. A little bit later on, our good friend Congressman Scott Perry is going to join us. I guess he got a new cell phone. You know, the FBI confiscated his phone, but he's going to join us. And also Buzz Patterson, who is going to be here. He was the guy back during the Clinton years who had to carry the nuclear suitcase, the football. And we're going to be talking to Buzz Patterson. Wrote a book called The Dereliction of Duty, the eyewitness account of how President Bill Clinton compromised America's long-term national security. Why is this important? Because now they're telling us that, you know, President Trump had the nuclear codes at Mar-a-Lago, and that's what this was really all about. It turns out, and Buzz Patterson is going to confirm this for us, it turns out that back in the day, Bill Clinton actually lost the nuclear codes. He lost the nuclear codes. Maybe because he was too busy running around with the interns in the Oval Office. So we're going to talk to Buzz a little bit later on as well. Action-packed show. But I want to start out today with a couple of observations. And by the way, thank you, Jeff Katz, from our great affiliate in Richmond, Virginia, WRVA. Jeff did a terrific job filling in on Friday. Had to take the day off, and we do that during the summertime. I don't like taking the whole weeks off, I just take a long weekend. That's all I need. But anyway, it's great to be back with you today. But I got to thinking about some of the arguments that have been coming out over the past week or so in the aftermath of the pre-dawn guns-drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago, the president's residence. And they told us that for 18 months, they have been asking for this material, which, according to the FBI, according to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, is top secret. It involves the nuclear codes. It involves materials and documents that put every single American citizen in grave danger, in harm's way. That's what the FBI was telling us in the documents that have been leaked from the Justice Department to every mainstream media journalist in America. And they told us that these were very serious issues. No one's bothered to ask this question, but it's a question that needs to be asked. And I will say this, kudos over the weekend, because at least one of the Sunday shows had the courage to ask pencil neck shifty Schiff Adam Schiff the question of why the DOJ waited. Now hear me out here for a moment. All right. First of all, I don't believe the president's done anything wrong at all. All right. But let's just say, for the sake of the argument, that yes, the president had the nuclear codes. He had the names of all of our international spies, and he was going to give that money to the highest bidder, or whatever nonsense they've concocted, whatever conspiracy they've concocted. Let's just say, for the sake of the argument here, that's true. That we were in grave danger. We were in harm's way. If that was in fact true, why did they wait? I mean, if this was such an emergency, I mean, if President Trump had documents that could have destroyed America, why did they wait 18 months? Why not just go in right away in a pre-dawn guns-drawn raid on Mar-a-Lago? Why did they wait? And that was the question that Shifty Schiff got asked on the Sunday shows.
So if there were truly materials of this classification level, and it's been publicly reported elsewhere that there were materials related to nuclear programs, for example, if there was that sensitive level of information being held, why did Justice Department officials wait 18 months after the end of the Trump presidency? What changed that made this immediate?
I don't know. But if the Trump people represented that they'd provided all the classified or national security information and didn't, that's a serious problem. And I can tell you, anyone in the intelligence community that had documents like that marked top secret SCI in their residence after authorities went to them, they would be under serious investigation.
He doesn't know. Why doesn't he know? And I'll tell you the reason why, because this is all about politics. The Democrats know that Donald Trump is gaining ground. The Democrats know that the Republicans are in the works of having a tsunami in the midterm elections. The Democrats know all of this. So they've got to try something to stop the big momentum. That's what this was all about. And we know that because, of all people, Congressman Jim Jordan says that they've got FBI agents who are whistleblowers. I mean, they're disgusted. The rank and file are just disgusted with what's been happening at a headquarters, with the deep state coming after Donald Trump just time after time after time after time. Here's Jim Jordan.
Understand the template here. The template never changes with these guys. It's the left creates a lie. Big media, mainstream press reports the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. And then when we try to tell the truth, they call us names and try to cancel us and tell us and tell the world that, oh, we're the ones not being square with them. So the country, though, the good news is they figured it out. And I'll tell you who else has figured it out, Trey. And you and John, with your background in law enforcement, appreciate this. 14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on, the political nature now of the Justice Department. God bless them for doing it, coming and talking to us about the school board issue, about a whole host of issues. I mean, it's becoming a well-worn trail of agents who say this has got to stop. And thank goodness for them, and thank goodness that the American people recognizes it, and I believe they're going to make a big change on November 8th.
Well, we need, before November 8th, we need to hear from these 14 FBI agents. And look, I appreciate the passion of the Republicans and the conservatives on Capitol Hill, but that got us nowhere when they actually control Congress. So right now, we need to know who these individuals are, and they need to be testifying before Congress. We need to get them on the record here, these 14 FBI agencies, whistleblowers, who have come forward to expose the anti-Trump politics of the Justice Department. Who are these people? And we need to know who they are. Meanwhile, you've got President Trump out there, and he's pretty fired up about this. The president writing on True Social, and we have this up on our website. The president says there is a great simmering anger among the American people. Do you believe that? Do you believe that there is? Are you angry? Are you beyond rage right now over what the government is doing to not just Donald Trump, but to all of us? You think those 87,000 IRS agents are going to be auditing George Soros? You better think again. They're coming after us. They're coming after the little guys. That's who they're going after. They'll be going after the 8-year-olds and their lemonade stands. We're about to enter a very dark and dangerous period in American history again. Are you angry? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, over at Fox News headquarters, orders have come down telling everybody to just cool it, that you really don't need to be angry. You need to tone it down. Here's Steve Ducey.
We just know that right now, given the fact that there is a suggestion of there are a lot of online, very specific, apparently very specific threats against very specific agents at the FBI and whatnot, it would be great for everybody to tamp down the rhetoric against the FBI, because the FBI simply was doing what the DOJ asked them to do. the attorney general is the boss of the guy at the FBI, of all the people at the FBI. So, you know, with all of these threats going around, it would ultimately be great if the former president, who has always been a great supporter of law enforcement, had posed with 1,000 police departments coast to coast. It would be great if he called for an end to the violent rhetoric against federal law enforcement, and in particular, the FBI that was just doing their job.
But as Trey Gowdy pointed out last night, for you to look at this situation and think that Democrats and Republicans have been treated the same over the last few years, you'd have to be looking at a different situation.
Yeah.
I mean,
Greg
leg
Gutfeld,
irons for
Greg
Navarro.
Greg Gutfeld talked about that, too. He said, you know, it's interesting that the Democrats or progressives are now worried about protecting law enforcement when they weren't, right, you know, years ago during the raids. But no one is for the violence of FBI agents or, you know, any of these individuals that are in law enforcement.
Right. If you want to personify that search, look at the Attorney General of the United States. Merrick Garland is the one who has staked his entire reputation on it. If there's something, if there's not something really big there, he's done.
Well, yeah. And look, and I appreciate Steve Doocy. He's a fine cookbook author, but I'm not sure I don't think he's in his element here on this, because there are a lot of really bad people in the FBI. A lot of Peter Strucks, a lot of Lisa Pages, a lot of Chris Wrays, a lot of James Comeys still left in that building. And they have declared war on the American people. That's what's going on here. And I don't trust them. I don't trust any of them. I've said this once, I'll say it a bazillion times. The FBI comes knocking at your door, your first order of business is to pick up the phone and call your lawyer. You don't say a word to the FBI because you can't trust them. And by the way, that goes back to Martin Luther King Jr. days and beyond. But for Steve Doocy to say, oh, this is, you know, the FBI, they're just good people. They're just following orders. Really, are these the same FBI agents who tried to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer? Are they the same FBI agents who stood down when Black Lives Matter and Antifa nearly burned down the country? Same FBI that stood down when Antifa and Black Lives Matter were killing people in the streets of American cities? Are we talking about the FBI that staged dozens of agents in the crowd on January the 6th, and to this day, the FBI refuses to tell us how many people were actually there and what the role was of the FBI agents in the planning and the execution of January 6th. Is that what we're talking about here? Because I think they're all bad. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. Over the weekend, I was brushing up on my understanding of the Espionage Act, because that's where they're going to try to go after Trump. They're accusing him of harboring these documents in violation of the Espionage Act. All right, well, that's all well and good, but there's another part of the Espionage Act, and it involves Merrick Garland. Because, you see, the Espionage Act also makes it a crime to leak confidential information from the federal government. So my question is, who's been doing all the leaking from the Justice Department to every mainstream media outlet in the country right now? Who's doing that? Because those people are just as guilty. And again, we're talking in hypotheticals here. If Trump violated the Espionage Act, then guess what? So did Merrick Garland. So when are we going to see the pre-dawn, guns-drawn raid on Merrick Garland's house with CNN cameras rolling? When is that going to happen? All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's start with Jerry in Oak Ridge, Tennessee on KWAM, our great flagship station. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Okay, I'm good. How are you? I'm sorry. I wanted to comment about the FBI here. So many things have been talked about. You know, it's just the top and it's just, you know, a couple of people. And I don't think it is. And I just like to point out all of the things that they've blown for years, like the Pulse nightclub and Omar Mateen. And his father was an FBI informant. And the Boston bombers, the Sarnaev brothers, the FBI's got tips but lost them ahead of time. And the Parkland shooting and the fake warrants and with Donald Trump, you know, and how the Department of Justice found 209 errors in the 29 FISA warrants. The San Bernardino couple with the Apple iPhone. Bubba Wallace. They sent 13 agents down to investigate the noose, the quote-unquote noose, on Bubba Wallace's garage door. And don't even start me on Larry Nassar. You know, the FBI, it's as corrupt gets, and the whole thing's got to be taken down and replaced with U.S. Marshals. And as soon as the FBI gets involved, Jerry and Oak Ridge, come get me, guys. You know what? They screw up everything they touch. And I'm sick and tired of hearing about the FBI.
Jerry, just look at what happened a few days ago in New York State. Poor Salman Rushdie nearly got stabbed to death. What, 14 times the guy was stabbed, may lose his eye. Where were the FBI agents tracking down this Iranian national, this terrorist who was on American soil?
They were going through Melania Trump's underwear drawer. That's where they were.
It's pathetic. And they're putting all of us at risk. They have spent years trying to take down this president. Jerry, here's my argument. Look, Trump may be guilty as charged. I just have it. There's been no evidence. He's never been arrested. He's never been charged with anything. As a matter of fact, every single thing that's been alleged, every single conspiracy that's been concocted was concocted by the FBI. And it turned out not to be true. So you know what? I'm going with Trump on this. Until they present the evidence to prove me wrong, I'm standing with Donald Trump.
100%, I agree. 100%.
All right, Jerry, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Phil in Alabama. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Good morning. Good Monday morning to you. Steve Ducey probably won't like my rhetoric or your previous caller's rhetoric either, but I've been listening to General Michael Flynn and Roger Stone and the group over at Clay Clark's Reawaken America this weekend. So, you know, but the reason I'm calling, and I'll get to my point quickly, Todd, I really believe that this election coming up this November is going to be the decision where we either get to alter our thinking of the Declaration of Independence, alter or abolish. I think that's what this November's election is going to do. I'm not talking 2024. I'm talking this November's election. If we can't put in Congress, Senate, and House good conservative Republicans, I'm not talking winos, and we can't turn this thing around, then we're going to have to see about the abolish part. How we do that, that's open to discussion, whether it be secession, as they would like to do in Texas. But this is an alter or abolish election coming, I believe, Todd.
This is a crucial point in American history, Phil, and you know, the American people. And by the way, we've been talking about, you know, and again, this red tsunami. I've been telling folks, you got a campaign like you're 20 points behind. Some of the polling data.
That's right.
The polling data is getting a little screwy right now, and we'll jump into that a little bit later on in the program. But it's not guaranteed that the Republicans are going to win in a tsunami. And we're going to have to, folks, we're going to have to be diligent. And Phil is right. And Phil, thanks for the call. Phil says we're coming to a point. Can we fix this or do we go our separate ways? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. America, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us the attorney who was there when the FBI agents staged their pre-dawn guns-drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago. President Trump's attorney, Christina Bob, joins us. Christina, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So, real quick here, before we jump back into the time machine, any updates you can share with us regarding the investigation and the documents that the FBI got their hands on?
Well, I would love to know an update. I mean, the Department of Justice has been pretty quiet on this. I think they owe the nation an explanation for what they did. They certainly haven't provided it. So, I know the legal team in Washington, D.C. is coordinating with them and working with them. But, I'm still waiting for an explanation.
I thought it was interesting. On one of the Sunday shows, Adam Schiff was asked, you know, if in fact these documents were so top secret and so vital to the safety of the American people, why did they wait 18 months before going after them? Your thoughts on that?
It's exactly right. There was nothing there. There was absolutely nothing that was a vital national security or put the nation at risk. And I think it's telling. You know, I'm getting a lot of reporters reaching out to me right now, and it's a myriad of questions. And to me, it's interesting that there's so many different theories about what they were looking for, because nobody has any idea. Because there's not like a real crime that was committed that anyone can point to and say, well, obviously, you know, that's what they were looking for. Nobody knows, because it's completely made up in the imagination of the FBI. So, we're waiting to see what they have to say.
Christina, there is a story circulating that the president, through an intermediary, reached out to Merrick Garland and said something about how the temperature has to be brought down in the country. And what could he, as former president, do about that? Do you have any insight into that conversation, whether or not it happened or not?
None. I have no insight whatsoever. I don't think that would have happened, but I don't actually know.
Have you had a chance to speak to the president since the raid?
I have.
And what is his mood? Is he fired up over this? Is he angry?
He, all of the above. You know, I think he shares the same sentiment that America shares. Yes, it was his personal residence, and it's a personal violation to him, but it's a violation on our nation and everything that we stand for, and why we have a Bill of Rights, and why we have a right against, you know, unlawful searches and seizures, and why there's certain requirements that the government needs to follow to make sure that we remain a free and safe society. And so, in a sense, all of us have been violated in that regard. And it's not just with President Trump. It's the series of unlawful actions that the FBI and the Department of Justice have taken against any Trump supporters or, you know, Trump associates or staff members that he has. And so, if anything, I think he just wants to make sure the American people keep the country that we have. And so this isn't scaring anybody. This isn't causing anyone to cower and go, oh, okay, maybe this time we'll cower to the FBI, because they've only done it 100 times before. So I think President Trump, along with his team, and I think most of America, are saying this is too much, this is too far, and we have to push back.
So take us through the early morning when the raid happened. You were there. How did all of that transpire?
So I've heard a lot of different reports about the time. It actually wasn't as early as some of the reports that I've seen. I got a call around 10 o'clock in the morning that said the FBI was on site and I needed to get there. So I did. I went down to Mar-a-Lago. I probably got there around 10:30. They had been there for a while. I'm guessing they probably got there maybe 9 o'clock. I doubt earlier than 8, but maybe. They had been there, but I don't think they had been there too long. And, you know, I went up to the FBI agents, wanted to see the warrant. There was a little bit of a debate about whether I was allowed to see the warrant or not. Ultimately, they did show it to me, wouldn't give it to me. You know, we kind of fought back and forth. Eventually, at the end of the day, maybe 9 or so hours later, they eventually did give me a copy of it. But it was, I mean, it was pretty tense. I couldn't really do a whole lot because, you know, it's the FBI and they're doing their thing. I tried to observe what I could observe, take pictures where I could take pictures, but, they were pretty strict on keeping me relegated to the Circle Drive. So I wasn't allowed to see what they were doing or where they were going or what they were searching. And, I did the best I could to figure out what was happening, but they didn't really give much information.
No, I know exactly where you are. I've been to Mar-a-Lago a number of times, and it's heavily guarded. Secret Service, you know, a lot of people don't realize President Trump is, I think, the only president with his full Secret Service detail because of all of the threats. So what were the Secret Service guys doing?
They were cooperating with the FBI. Of course, throughout this entire process, we have all cooperated, including the Secret Service, everyone on Trump's team, anybody that has been involved in this, even tangentially, has been extremely cooperative. And that was true, you know, a week ago. We were all doing the best we could to cooperate while also, you know, trying to understand how such a crazy violation of President Trump's rights could be taking place. We followed instructions and Secret Service escorted the FBI where they needed to go. And that was kind of it.
And we also understand, according to the president, writing on a True Social, that they actually have materials that they should not have in their possession. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. When they gave me the receipt for property, basically the inventory list, they, of course, didn't write it on the document because they knew the document would go public and they didn't want to highlight it. But they took, I want to say, 5 or 6 boxes that were attorney-client privileged or some other form of privilege. When they were briefing me on the document, they said, and these 5 boxes are separate because they contain privileged information. And I said, attorney-client privilege? And they said, yes, possibly. And they didn't get into the specifics of what type of privilege. That's something that we will figure out at a later date. But at the very least, I know they took attorney-client privilege information.
Does the president have concerns that they planted bugs or maybe planted evidence or something there at Mar-a-Lago?
I think everybody in the country has that concern right now, but we don't have any reason necessarily to think that took place. We don't really know what took place, right? We need the Department of Justice and FBI to explain themselves and kind of show us what happened. So, you know, we're not accusing anybody of anything, but certainly it wouldn't be the first time the FBI lied about what they were doing surrounding President Trump. So that's a tactic that the FBI uses. We're all aware of that. But at this point, I don't think there's any specific accusations.
Christina Bobb is President Trump's attorney. She is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Christina, I was reading through the Espionage Act. There was a lot of scuttlebutt over the weekend that maybe that's the angle they're going for. Got to say, though, there's another part to the Espionage Act that deals with the leaking of documents, and there's been a whole heck of a lot of leaking going on from the Justice Department side.
Yes, there has, and that tells me everything I need to know. They don't have probable cause. If they had probable cause, if they had a good reason for doing this, if there was any legitimate concern or fear for our nation, they would explain it to us and their actions would seem reasonable. But they don't. And so what they do is they leak these whatever documents that they think will be a distraction or change the narrative or cause the nation to look in a different direction. And they're not. We're not falling for it anymore. The department owes us an explanation. They owe the country a reason for why they would have violated President Trump's rights. And to the extent that they think they actually have probable cause, which I personally don't think they do. But if they do, what is it? You know, let us all know. Let us all sleep easier knowing that, oh, wow, you actually did save us from some grave danger. But I just don't believe it.
you know, there are a lot of people in the conservative media that are calling on the president to get out there and calm everybody down. And certainly we don't wish any ill harm on anybody.
Sure,
we don't advocate for violence. That's not who conservatives are. That's not who this president is. But the reality is people have a right, and they should be righteously indignant with what their federal government has done here. And it just time after time after time, going all the way back to the BLM and Antifa riots when they did nothing because they've been so busy trying to destroy Donald Trump. And people are fed up with it, Christina.
That's exactly right. People are angry. And this is what happens when you push and push and push and violate rights, violate rights, violate rights. People get upset. And I would encourage all of your listeners to take that anger and frustration and get involved. Find an organization in your area that focuses on an effort that is important to you, whether it's school boards, the border, election integrity, the economy, you know, whatever it is, there should be an organization in your community to fight back and push back on some of these issues and create change in your community. If there's not, start one. But get involved. The whole point, what makes America great, is that we have a government that is run by the people, for the people. And right now it's become very clear that it's not by the people and it's not for the people. We have political elitist class that think that they can trample our rights without any consequences. And so we need to organize. We need to make sure that we've got people in the right places who are volunteering to be poll watchers and poll workers and, you know, working at school boards and going to parent-teacher conferences and meetings and get involved in the community in a way that we haven't before. And we absolutely, I have no doubt whatsoever that we will take our country back, that we will restore the freedoms that we all hold so dear. But it can only be done as people get involved.
Christina, one final question here. Let's talk about next steps. The FBI, they've done what they've done. What happens next?
So, the attorneys are working on that right now, the ones in Washington, D.C. And, you know, we've got to figure out what they're doing with the privilege documents, you know, who's allowed to observe them, if those are going to be held separately. Certainly, I'm waiting to hear what the DOJ has to say about why they did this. What is that issue here? So the ball's in DOJ's court at this point. I mean, they're the ones that did this, and they need to explain themselves, and we'll see, you know, we'll see what they do from there. But as far as the documents and what's reviewed, the attorneys have to figure out who's taking a look at those.
All right. Good information. We're going to leave it there. Christina, appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Christina Bobb, President Trump's attorney, she was there when the FBI came a-calling. What a mess. May I suggest that maybe there's another angle to all of this? That maybe, just maybe, they know that we the people are just exhausted. I mean, for 4 years, and really 5 or 6 years, I mean, when you go back and consider that this all started when Trump came down that escalator, that beautiful golden escalator at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City, and announced that he was running for the White House. At that moment, the deep state declared war on Donald Trump. And it has been day after day, night after night, 24/7 attacks on this president. Investigations out the wazoo. And it's important to remind everyone that in spite of all of these allegations, in spite of all the investigations, this president has not been charged. He's never been arrested. He has never spent a day in jail. Just something for you to keep in mind. But I think that the American people are just getting exhausted by the controversies. And I say that because Laura Ingraham over at Fox News Channel just came out. She was on one of the earlier shows, and she suggested that maybe, just maybe, the country is ready to move on and that conservatives are ready to move on past Donald Trump. She says that the country is just exhausted. And that it's time to maybe move on from Donald Trump. Do you believe that to be the case, ladies and gentlemen? Is Laura Ingraham speaking for you when she says that the country might be ready to move past President Trump, that Americans are exhausted by the constant battle? Does that describe you? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. 68. May I tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile? They're mobilizing freedom across this great nation. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that are fighting for us on Capitol Hill. And that's why I want you to consider switching your cell service to Patriot Mobile. They have incredible nationwide coverage, and they have some great, great plans to fit any budget. If you're a veteran or a first responder, by golly, they're going to give you even greater discounts. PatriotMobile.com. That's the website, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get this. You're going to get a special discount and free premier activation, but you got to use my promo code Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Laura Ingraham blowing up our phone lines, saying that maybe the country is just exhausted and it's time to move on past Donald Trump. Let's go to Georgia. Rodney, WDUN. Rodney, what say you?
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me on. My opinion is absolutely not. It's I think what the Americans want is to find out what Trump has done to stir the government up like it has. Obviously, they have something to hide. My thought is, if you have fire ants in your yard, you leave them alone, they get more worse and worse, and then suddenly, you know, if you step on one, then the problem's there. I think that's what Trump's done, has stirred the problem.
You know, Rodney, my opinion has always been, if Trump did something illegal, all right, show us the evidence, let's go through the courts. But they've never been able to come up with the evidence of a crime, not once.
I agree, and I think with the raid of Mar-a-Lago, I honestly think they've planted something. I don't trust anything that they come up with at this point because of everything that's happened up to this point. The 25 FBI agents that were removed that was in the false dossier investigation, all that, you know, they've proven themselves to be untrustworthy.
Well said.
So many occasions.
Yeah, no, you're right. Rodney, appreciate that call. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Ronnie on KYKN. Hey, Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Oh, my brother, I'm going to tell you right now. Number one, this Rockefellerian situation where we just go through and just go along and keep getting our butts kicked by appeasement is not liberty. Two, what they've done this president before he was president and now after the president, and you go on that to extent, they didn't do this to Nixon. And the last thing I will say is that people need to stand up. In my Republican Party, I will say this in all corners of this country, and especially in the state of Oregon. If you don't have a backbone and you're not willing to stand for liberty, you'll be compliant to your sheepishness to the Auschwitz syndrome. Because I'm not going to walk in my situation. We have a former president that has been lawful, been everything else. They have just kick, 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 kick. But, you know, what the main thing is to deflect from what's going on. The 87,000 IRS agents, I remember when Obama's office, I went and supported the Tea Party. Before you know it, I had the IRS agent in Salem, Oregon tell me it's the most people ever seen of people under 40,000 a year being audited. And I feel like this is a Tammany Hall slash brown shirt movement that Democrats going to try to punish us, the people, for standing by religious or constitutional convictions. That's
you know,
what
Ronnie. Happening. Yeah, you're right here, and we're coming up on the break. We're gonna have to let you go, but to that point, ladies and gentlemen, and to what Rodney said, that they don't want Trump to fix the swamp. They don't want him to clean out the swamp. That's what this is ultimately all about. They know that their power is jeopardized if Trump is in that White House, and they don't want him anywhere near that. So this is not even a Democrat thing. This is a bureaucrat. This is the bureaucracy of the government that's going after Donald Trump, along with the Democrats and the establishment Republicans. They're all part of the same system here, folks. So again, if you're going to come after Trump, you better, by golly, bring the evidence. But this is nuts. Look, our phones are ringing off the hook. Hang tight. We're going to go right to your calls coming up after the news break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. And I think people conflate Trump with people's overall sense of happiness in the country. I mean, Donald Trump's been a friend of mine for 25 years, and I'm always very open about this on my show. But you know, we'll see whether that's what the country wants. I mean, what the country I think is so exhausted. They're exhausted by the battle, the constant battle, that they may believe that, well, maybe it's time to turn the page if we can get someone who has all Trump's policies, who's not Trump, right? So the other concern, though, and I don't have a position on this one way or another, but the other problem is that it's really not about Trump, right? This is about the views that Trump now brought to the fore for the Republican Party. They don't like his views. They don't like the fact that he called out the military for their failures, that he wanted us to pull out of Iraq and Afghanistan, that he wanted to treat China and our trade relationship with China in a much different way than the globalists preferred. And they certainly didn't like the fact that he sent all those illegal immigrants back to Mexico that remain in Mexico.
All right. That was Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham just a little while ago on Fox News Channel. And the headline, the news nugget coming out of that conversation, I mean, she sounds defeated right now. She sounds dejected. And I don't know about you, but I'm not exhausted. I knew that this is part of the game plan, folks. The Democrats know that they can wear down the Republicans, that at the end of the day, the Republicans are just going to wave the white flag of surrender. They just did that in a massive election here in Memphis, Tennessee. The Republicans just waved the white flag. Well, Todd, we didn't want anybody to accuse us of being a racist. We're not racist. We don't want people to think that we are. So, no, you fight back. Somebody calls you a racist, you get in their face. That's what you do. You got to fight back, people. We don't surrender. Did you really think this was going to be tiptoeing through the tulips? This was going to be some sort of a cakewalk? We've got the future of the country at stake here. And whatever happens in these midterm elections will determine how quickly we roll down the hill over the cliff to socialism. That's what's at stake here. And Laura Ingraham is right. You had everybody coming after this president. You think the Pentagon was hugging Donald Trump? No. the military-industrial complex, they want the wars. Trump got us out of the wars. And we're going to talk about Afghanistan in a little bit, but a lot of you folks are fired up over this. Phones lit up every line right now, people wanting to weigh in on this. And the question is very simple. Are you exhausted? Is Trump still your guy? Or is it time for somebody else to stand up and carry the Trump mantle? Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's start with Dan in Georgia. Dan, what say you?
Hey, I say this is an old school, a 15-round fight. And we're not even to the 10th round. These people on the left, they keep saying, oh, these Bible-toting, flag-loving Tea Party folks, they're going to do something. They're going to get mad. They're going to do this. And they've sticked everybody from Lois Lerner, Schiff for Brains, and No Nads Nadler, and two impeachments, everything at us. And I'm going to do the same thing I did in 16. Everybody I get, I'm going to tell them to try to get 10 people. Fire them up. Fire them up and tell them, especially if you have kids, you do not want the world these people want you to grow up in. So, no, I ain't tired.
Good for you. Good for you, Dan.
I ain't no way tired.
Yeah, you got to work on that Hillary accent and cadence, but I get your point. And, yeah, this is the time to get fired up. We got a country to save. And I will say this. I just posted this on social media, and I want you people to understand where I'm coming from. Conservatives are a peaceful people. I know you got Ducey out there and all the folks at Fox and Friends, and now everybody's, oh, we just have to get along. We got to sing kumbaya. No, you don't. You've got to be righteously indignant. Conservatives are a peaceful people. We don't condone violence. That's not who we are. But we also don't condone Gestapo-like behavior from our government agencies. There is a time and a place to be righteously indignant, and ladies and gentlemen, I say that time is right now. All right, let's go to the phones. Dwayne, Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. What say you, sir?
Thank you for letting me on the show, Todd. Yes, Laura Ingraham, I don't know what the deal is with Fox News, but... I'm not going to let the lunatics on the left decide for me which way I want my country to go. And anybody that's the least bit exhausted by this is not going to make it in the long haul anyway. All of my family and friends that believe in American exceptionalism are more fired up than ever. We've got to put a stop to this crap. It's old. It's really old. 5.5 years they've been after him, and they have nothing. I can't imagine any other politician going through 5.5 years of that kind of scrutiny and coming out unscathed. I can't imagine.
Yeah, no, you're right, Dwayne. They got nothing. 5.5 years, and they have nothing. Now, we would have a different story if, in fact, there was something there. He's the only guy in the history of the presidency who got impeached for doing nothing, not once, but two times. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Go ahead, finish your thought, Dwayne.
That's basically what I wanted to say. I don't know of anybody that believes like I do that's going to get worn out by the left. They're a bunch of, I don't know how to put it nicely.
They're evil. They're evil monsters. That's who they are, Dwayne. Evil monsters. Dwayne, got to run. God bless you. Let's go to Oregon. Bill, KYKN, great radio station. Bill, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm agreeing. We cannot give up on Trump. You know, if we give up, they've just got what they want. It doesn't matter. If we get DeSantis in there, they're going to do the exact same thing to him.
Well, of course they will. Look, they actually accused George W. Bush of war crimes. They wanted him tried and convicted on war crimes, Bill. And now he's like their little darling because George W. turned on Trump, and now he's the BFF of all the libs and the progressives out there. You're right, Bill. It doesn't matter who we put up there. They're going to get the same treatment that Trump got. But, Bill, here's the difference. I don't think anybody else can take it like Trump takes it.
I don't think so either. That's why I like it. We need a stickman.
All right, Bill, appreciate your call. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Morehead City, North Carolina. Dave on the talk station. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. Couple things. One, and I told Grace this, I voted for Trump twice, but Trump's not my guy. He is the choice that we have against the opponent. And what a lot of people cannot do election math. They don't understand, you know, and I hear people all the time, well, I just can't vote for Trump because, and I tell them, if you don't vote for him, you're voting for the other guy. No, no, I'd never do that. I write in my mailman as a write-in. Okay, boys and girls, it's election math. If you don't vote for a Democrat, you're voting for a Republican. If you don't vote for a Republican, you're voting for a Democrat. That's just the way the system is right now. And so I voted for Trump the first, you know, to use the Jim Bohannon phrase, sometimes you got to hold your nose and pull the lever. You know, you vote for who isn't Hillary. You vote for who isn't Biden. That's what you're doing. And people just can't seem to grasp that. I know that there's a lot of people out here right now. I hear it every day. They say, well, I didn't want Biden in there, and I didn't think that me not voting would matter, but now it does. Well, elections have consequences. You know, we've heard that 1,000 times. And so now we're stuck with what we've got, but these people will still say, it's like the people who voted. Remember all the public interviews of people who voted for Obama. And then they said, well, I'm really sorry I did that. And then when he got reelected, they went back and interviewed a lot of the same people. And they said, well, I wasn't going to vote for him, but he said he would do this. We've got to get the general public has got to wake up. They've got to get real about this. And the reality of it, it's like Obamacare. It'll never happen. It not only happened, it's still there. And repeal and replace has not happened. Our republic, our Congress is useless. But the Republicans in Congress, and I've called out my representative here in the 3rd District of North Carolina several times on your show to do things. And then he comes out on local radio and, well, this was terrible and Biden's weak and everything. And everybody says, see, he's great. You know, he really gets it.
The Republicans are just as weak as the Democrats are, Dave. And going back to Obamacare, Senator John McCain, he was the deciding vote. And what did he do on national television? He looked at the camera and did a thumb down, which was an up yours to Donald Trump. And it was an up yours to every single Republican voter. But, Dave, to your point, we got to toughen up as a nation, and we've got to fight. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Mississippi. Kathy, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind?
I am mad. I am fighting for my grandchildren. I am mad. I am a conservative Christian, and I'm mad. If they will do this to Trump, they're going to do it to us. And it's about time the church, the pastors wake up and wake the sheep up.
I love that, Kathy, and I'm with you, because, again, going back to, and we know what the plan here, Kathy, is, because they've done it to us once before when Obama was in the White House. They came after us.
Yes, yes, yes. It's time for the church. I pray every day. I ask for God's mercy, but we don't need to still like the Black Robe Regiment. I know you're a Baptist. I know you know what's going on, and I'm a Baptist. Yeah, and I listen to you every day. This is the first time I've ever called, but I'm mad. It's a righteous mad.
Kathy, you're right, and there is a time and a place for it. We have never advocated for violence on this radio program. Never will. Never will, because that's not who we are. But I will say this, there comes a moment where you got to stand up and you got to call it like you see it. And that's what we're doing on this radio program. Kathy, I want to put you on hold. Grace, let's get Kathy lined up with some tickets to our big Thursday night shindig. Why don't we try to do that? Kathy, welcome to the program, and you give us a call back. I like the way she thinks. All right, hang tight. We're going right back to the phones. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to Buzz Patterson. He was the guy that carried the nuclear football back when Bill Clinton was in the White House. He has some intel on that and the FBI raid. Congressman Scott Perry coming up in the next hour. It's an action-packed show, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, President Trump did an interview with Fox Digital today. The president says that if there's anything we can do to help, I and my people would certainly be willing to do that. Talking about the outrage out there. There's never been a time like this where law enforcement has been used to break into the house of a former president of the United States, and there is tremendous anger in the country at a level that has never been seen before, other than during very perilous times. So the president says that it's a very dangerous time for our country, and he's right, it is a very dangerous time. He says he will do whatever he can to help his country. That seems to almost verify the other reporting that's out there suggesting the president reached out through an intermediary to Merrick Garland to try to figure out how to put water, extinguish the fire. I'm not sure that can be done. To be very honest with you, the American people have reached a breaking point, and they see the federal government for what it truly is. And it is a very bad thing. All right, let's get back to the phones. Louisiana, John, listening to us on the great KROF. John, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. It's a privilege to be on. I just wanted to say one thing. I know that people think that...
John, here's what John. Hold on, John or Alan. John, hold on one second. Turn your radio down, so you're getting some feedback there. And
okay. Second.
We'll wait for John to do that. Oh, there you go. You sound great. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Okay. What I was saying, Donald Trump would be a great, great president. And as a matter of fact, I'm tempted to vote for him. I may do that. But if Ron DeSantis wants to run, that's okay. I just have one objection. He may not be able to, and I think you said this before a few days ago. He may not be able to hold up to the scrutiny of the Democratic Party. He may not be able to make it. And Donald Trump, we all know, can do it.
No doubt about that, John. And look, there's going to be a lot of repair work that has to be done in this country. I would much rather have Donald Trump at the helm of that and then have Ron DeSantis coming up after another 4 years of Donald Trump.
Okay, that may work. That may work.
John, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. And we appreciate all of our great listeners down there in Cajun country. Let's go to North Carolina, WSIC. Lee is on the line. Hey, Lee, what's going on?
I'm sitting here getting upset. I'll start by saying this. With Donald Trump, you got a man that has started the hornet's nest in Washington. And I'm not talking about just the Republican or Democrat. I'm talking about both sides. If Donald Trump wasn't really doing a good job, they would not be so afraid of him that they'd jump fences and break laws to try to keep him from running again. But
all right. Sorry about that. Folks, our apologies there. Got to keep it PG-13 here on the Todd Starnes radio program, ladies and gentlemen. All right, look, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. We've got Buzz Patterson coming up. We're going to have to take a break here momentarily. But there is a lot of anger out there, and it's okay to be angry, and I want you to hear that. It's not okay to go burn buildings down. It's not okay to go beat people up. It's not okay to threaten people. That's what the other side does. And you know what? They do it and they get away with it because the Democrats and the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. turn the other cheek. They just turn around. They don't see it. They think it's okay. They believe they are justified in attacking conservatives. That's not what we do here. And that's not who you are either. But I'm concerned. Clearly, somebody's giving talking points over at Fox News Channel. Because they're waving the white flag. Guess what, folks? We're not Fox. We're not waving the white flag. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton. What I want to do is tell you what we're recommending. But first, let me tell you what we found. 110 emails, 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains are top secret. 36 of those chains, secret. And 8 contain confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything I did was admitted. There was no law, no regulation.
Secretary Clinton should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
None of these emails should have been on any kind of classified system, not even Gmail.
But first of all, nothing was marked classified.
To the contrary.
Nothing was marked classified.
There is evidence of
nothing
a tremendous
marked,
amount.
Nothing
a tremendous
was classified.
Now let me tell you what we found.
Oh my God.
110 emails.
It was not the best choice.
52 email chains.
It was a mistake.
Have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains were top secret.
Wasn't the best choice.
36 of those chains,
secret. Was it a mistake?
8 contained confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
With respect to our recommendation, this is going to be an unusual statement in at least a couple of ways. Although there is evidence, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there will be intense public debate. Public debate.
What difference at this point does it make?
110 emails.
It wasn't the best choice.
52 email chains.
I made a mistake.
Have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains are top secret.
It was not a good choice.
36 of those chains.
I said it was a mistake.
And 8 contain confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
What difference does it make, America? Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So great to have you with us. That music video montage going viral on social media. So last night, our good friend Buzz Patterson reached out on Twitter. You should follow him if you don't on the social media platforms. Wrote an incredible book back in 2004 called Dereliction of Duty, an eyewitness account of how Bill Clinton compromised America's national security. Buzz is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Buzz, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Great to be with you. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. And, you know, there was you reminded everybody of a story that was not very well documented back in the day about Bill Clinton and those nuclear codes, the ones we're having this argument about right now with Donald Trump.
Yes, I was President Bill Clinton's military Air Force military aide for 2 years in the late 90s. And in my time there, of course, I was responsible for the nuclear football, the satchel that accompanies the president. And the president, and as we speak today, President Biden has them probably in his pants pocket, carries a set of nuclear codes, which is what allows the president to authenticate himself to the Pentagon that he is, in fact, the commander-in-chief and has the authority to launch nuclear weapons or retaliate with nuclear weapons. And Bill Clinton, in my time there, I was the first person in his office one morning in 1998, and he confessed to me that he had, in fact, lost the nuclear codes. That was January of 1998, Todd. And then Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Hugh Shelton, wrote a book a few years later that talks about Clinton losing them in 2000. So the scary thing is that not only did Clinton lose them once, he lost them at least twice. So people are talking about the codes that Trump may or may not have stolen. Well, those things are declassified, Todd, immediately after the president's change. So the minute that Joe Biden took over, President Trump's codes were no longer legitimate, no longer effective. So if he does have a set of old codes, that's just what they are. They're old codes, and nothing. He can't fire anything. He can't launch a nuclear weapon from Mar-a-Lago. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, that's what I have a rudimentary knowledge of how all of that works, and even I knew right away, wait a second, that there's no way that the president would be able to utilize any codes. So it just seems to me, much ado about nothing, as they say. Meanwhile, once again, one set of rules governing the Clintons and another set for people like Donald Trump.
100%. And, you know, the thing that really bothers me, about the way Trump is being handled in many aspects, really. But the way that it is, it's a two-tier justice system, as you pointed out. I mean, we have one set of rules for the Clintons, the Obamas, Sandy Berger, who actually literally went into the National Archives and stole classified documents at the behest of President Clinton and stuffed them in his pants and his socks and walked out and got off with a hand slap. And we know that, that Hillary, 30,000 emails, about 2,000 of those were classified on her laptop and her devices. She gets to bleach dip that and break devices up with hammers and gets off without anything happening to her. So it's two tiers. I mean, I think if we as a nation are going to be a law-based society and culture, we have to start treating all these people the same way. The double standard here just really galls the hell out of me.
And I think that's what's really bothering a lot of people across the country. And clearly there is concern that there's going to be violence, which I think is one of the reasons President Trump came out, did the interview with Fox News. And, of course, we don't condone violence here, but the FBI issuing a bulletin that says that they're concerned about a dirty bomb threat and the increasing calls for civil war I just think people are at their wits' end, and they see that if they can do this to Donald Trump, they're going to be doing it to the American people as well.
That's exactly right, Todd. And I think all Americans, regardless of your political persuasion, should be upset by this. It also coincides with the IRS hiring another 87,000 agents, but they're not. They're coming after us as Americans. They're not coming after the most elite and the rich and the biggest corporations in this country. They're going to come after you and me. And I just think that the timing is odd. It sounds convenient to me, but the fact that they're going after Trump, I also think, Todd, I think maybe you'll agree with me, I think that they're also in a fact-finding or a document-finding mission for the January 6th Commission. They're just looking for anything that they can pin the tail on the donkey. And classified documents don't work that way. The president is the ultimate classification authority in this nation. President Trump had the ability when he walked out of the office to say, all of these documents under my watch are now declassified, and I'm taking some home. And he's not the only one. Bill Clinton did it. Hillary Clinton did it. Barack Obama did it. I'm sure George W. Bush did it. All presidents have done it, and it's very curious that the Democrats are going after the Espionage Act, which I think is completely ludicrous. But they did; they weren't too bothered by Sandy Berger and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton losing codes.
Buzz, you were there. You were in the White House. You saw all of this. You saw the deep state in action. I'm wondering, what are they really scared about? I mean, they are terrified that Donald Trump could be back in the Oval Office.
And I think that's exactly it. They've got nobody on their bench. Think about this. They're going to get their butt kicked in the midterms in November. They've got nobody on their bench in 2024. If Joe Biden could even stick around that long, and nobody's going to vote for him this time around. And I think they're just trying to keep Trump out of it. They think they've got a chance if somehow Trump is not the GOP nominee. And I'll tell you what, Todd, I know some people around Trump, and I think that, if anything, this raid probably pushed him over the edge into finally committing himself 100% to running for president. I just think this is going to boomerang on the Democrats. I'm happy to see it, and the rest of this noise is just that, it's noise.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Buzz. Great stuff. Hey, we're going to get you back. It's been far too long, and I suspect your book is, even though it was published back in 2004, is making its way up the charts again.
It's not doing too badly. I am also writing for Red State, Todd, and Red State, I've been doing some columns about the Clintons and the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid, and if people want to know, really get into how classified documents in this country work, who can possess them and who can't. Instead of all this speculation, which is most of it, quite frankly, about 90% is incorrect. It's on the social medias about how classified documents work. If people want to know, they can certainly please go to Red State and look up the Buzzcut. That's my column.
Oh, love the name. Great. Hey, before we let you go, today, the 1-year anniversary of that horrific evacuation from Afghanistan. 13 yes. service members died. What a disgraceful moment that was for America and for the Biden administration. President Biden commemorating the day on a beach in South Carolina. What say you as a military veteran?
As a military veteran who was engaged in many of these tough types of operations, I think it was the worst planned military operation I've seen in my adult life. And we did everything exactly backwards. You don't take the shooters out first and then let all the evacuees go out after there's no firepower at the airport. You just don't. And you don't pick the airport downtown Kabul. You pick the military airport that we had out in the suburbs that was 100% better maintained, secure. We could have gotten everybody in and out of there and not lost anybody if we had done it properly. And the Biden Pentagon has just been abysmal across the board, in my opinion.
What an embarrassment. All right, Buzz, we got to run there. Appreciate you coming on the program. Thank you, sir.
You bet, Todd. Anytime.
All right, Buzz Patterson, everybody. Read his stuff. We have links to his social media platforms over on toddstarnes.com. Okay, folks, we've got to take a quick break. Going right back to the phones, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Is your life as an accountant too dull and boring?
Yeah.
Then start an exciting new career as a special agent for the IRS.
Oh.
Yes, you can take your accountancy to the next level. You'll carry a cool gun and a pencil for the Biden administration's 87,000-strong army of IRS special agents.
Wow.
But only if you're willing to use deadly force to collect past due quarterly deposits of estimated tax payments, decipher illegible 941s, and track the elusive 1099s.
I hate 1099s.
Then stop filling out forms and enforce the law.
All right, you non-complier. Go ahead. Make my... Sorry, Larry. Should have worn my glasses.
Fill out an application if you're man enough. Or a man who's woman enough. Or gender neutral. Look, we need 87,000 people, so we're not going to be that picky, really.
You know, I didn't realize when I moved to Germantown, Tennessee, that I was living in a hotbed of radical progressives. How did that happen, Grace Baker? The real estate agent should have, like, just
you should have consulted me.
I know.
I would have told you.
I should have read the fine print. So there's like a huge controversy. I was listening to KWAM, our flagship radio station, driving in today, and one of the schools, which is maybe, three or four blocks away from where I live, is embroiled in this weird controversy. So apparently, seventh graders in some sort of a social studies class or social science, whatever, they were asked about their gender identity, and then they had to write about it. They had to journal about their gender identity.
What in the world do you write for that? Hi, my name is Johnny. I am a boy. I like to play with fire trucks.
I mean, why? Yeah, exactly. What's the point? I mean, so anyway, one of the parents was on the radio raising Cain today, and then another parent chimes in, and this parent said, oh, yeah, it's happening at my kid's school. It happened in math class, in the seventh grade math class. I'm like, wait, what the heck is going on here in the Germantown schools in Memphis, Tennessee? That makes absolutely no sense to me. I thought these people were conservative. But apparently, and my understanding is, a lot of the people on the school board are these radicals that wanted the kids to mask up. They're like the mask Nazis. And now you got the kids having to explain whether or not they're boys or girls or whatever. This is the problem. And Grace, this makes a lot of sense now. You go down to the Walmart, you go down to Kroger, and the poor cashier, they don't know what their pronouns are. And they can't even make change.
Very confusing for them, I'm sure.
Can we just agree that math class should be about adding and subtracting? Why do we have to advance the LGBTQIA+ alphabet people agenda in the classroom?
I don't even want to know what kind of word problems they're giving the kids nowadays.
By the way,
You know what I'm talking about? It'd be like, Sally had four apples and she gave her friend three. How many does she
have? Is Sally a lesbian? I mean, that's the question they're asking.
Sally was hanging out with two lesbians. One of them left. How many lesbians are left?
Well it depends.
Sally, I mean, a lesbian.
Or is Sally a transsexual?
It's very confusing.
Yes. You don't want to have to, you know, parse those participles.
No, thanks.
If you will. But again, you hate to say this, but it's happening in conservative, and I think the people of Germantown are fairly conservative people.
100%.
But they have a radical progressive school board.
How did that happen?
You got me on that one. So this is going to be up to the moms and dads to get all this sorted out. But all I can tell you is if that teacher, and I don't know that if the teacher was following the curriculum or if it was just kind of, let's break the ice. Johnny, are you a boy or a girl? First of all, if you're a teacher and if you don't know if somebody is a boy or a girl, you don't belong in a classroom. That's number one. And number two, if you are just a regular civilian and you're not a teacher and you just approach a child on the street and strike up a conversation about sex and gender, guess what? They're throwing you in jail. That's what's going to happen. So if you can't do that on a public sidewalk, why would you be able to do that in a public classroom? I'm just curious. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. PC on the line. What's going on?
How you doing, Todd? I just want to get my 2 cents worth in. We can fix some of it when we go to the polls and we vote in some more Republicans, but the machine has gotten too big. The money runs everything. The idealists that we elect and we send to Washington, they're our young congressmen and women and senators and representatives. They go up there with the purest of intentions, and then they start rubbing elbows with the money, and then they realize they can't get anything for their constituents unless they go along to get along. And that's how they get it. That's how they get them in Washington. Now, in their classroom, they start to key us off, just like you were just saying. At an early age, this is wrong, that is wrong. And the one subject that we're teaching less and less of every single year is history. History is not up for debate. It's already there. You can't change it. You shouldn't whitewash it. You don't need to erase it. Good, bad, or otherwise, it is there. And that's what these children need to teach. And then you got your news agencies that instead of, it's even Fox, it's, you know, at least mostly on the conservative side, they don't, it's all opinion and conjecture when they ought to be throwing statistics and facts.
Exactly. The PC, we could go on for another hour, and they're not going to let us because we got to take a break here, but you, sir, are absolutely correct. And it's starting in the classroom, and we're talking preschool, folks, preschool. You folks in Germantown, Tennessee, you guys got to get that squared away. Lickety split. We'll be right back, America. Don't go anywhere.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you, cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to hour three of the big show. Man, has it been jam-packed for a Monday. A lot going on. Want to share some intel with you. This is from One America News, but President Trump also writing on True Social that the FBI took three of his passports. One has expired, along with everything else. So basically, they confiscated the president's passports. Why would they do that? ladies and gentlemen. The president says this is an assault on a political opponent at a level never seen before in our country. This breaking news just coming out that the FBI confiscated the president's passports during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Somebody who knows something about the FBI and confiscation, our good friend, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Well, thanks so much. It's great to be with you, Todd. And, of course, this is just the latest. Every single day, you think it can't get worse, and then you hear more and more disturbing news. I mean, first of all, why did they confiscate an expired passport? Why did they confiscate any passport at all? Had they confiscated Hunter Biden's passport? The sitting president, maybe he should have his passport confiscated before he goes and gives America away to the Chinese or further to Ukraine. I mean, obviously, we know that the evidence of wrongdoing surrounding the Biden administration and the left in general and all its acolytes, that evidence is right in front of us. Yet nothing is ever done about it. Nothing is ever done about it, Todd. Yet they continue to speculate regarding the president, people on the right. Now it's the Baptist Church. You name it, the right is under constant pressure and constant oppression by the instruments of federal power. Meanwhile, the evidence is starkly right in front of us about the left, and nothing is ever done. This two-tiered justice system simply cannot stand, and we just keep on seeing more and more evidence of it every single day at the highest levels.
Congressman, I want you to take us back to your incident with the FBI. Where were you? And what happened when the FBI showed up?
Well, we had taken my wife and I have two young ladies, two young daughters, and we took them and our extended families. That includes my in-laws and some of their aunts and uncles. And we share a house at the beach in the summer. We try and get our kids to the beach once a year for a couple of days. And that's where we were. And I got a knock on the door at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, you think maybe it's somebody that is there to work on the house or, you know, pick up the trash or something. Who knows? But unfortunately, it's three FBI agents in dark suits, you know, really kind of sticking. They're out of place at a little shore town. But that's who was there. And they said, good morning, Congressman. We're here to confiscate your phone.
And Congressman, what was your reaction when you heard those words?
Well, of course, you go through a flurry of emotions immediately. You think to yourself, I'm not surprised, unfortunately. At the same time, you think to yourself, what could this be about? I have no idea what this is about. You're thinking to yourself, you know, your family's inside. What are they going to think? I mean, there's a flurry of emotions that go through your mind in a moment's notice, you know, and I said, you know, I actually had the phone in my hand at the time and I put it in my pocket and I said, well, you're going to have to tell me more than that before I hand over the phone, which they did, of course. And look, we've always complied with the law. We're pro law enforcement. Unfortunately, you know, in this case, if you're pretty sure that these agents that are working out in the trenches are just taking orders from the top. And, you know, they could have called my attorneys and we could have done this all a completely different way that doesn't create the spectacle like, you know, like the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It's very similar. That all can be avoided. But it's pretty apparent, Todd, they want the show of force. They want the spectacle. They want the intimidation. They want to show the rest of the world that the executive branch has the power and the authority, and whether you're Joe Citizen or whether you're in the legislative branch, it doesn't matter. You're going to bend the knee. You're going to comply.
Congressman, here's what gets me. And by the way, Congressman Scott Perry on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Congressman, they have been after him from day one. As soon as he came down that escalator, the fight started. and they have thrown every accusation against him. They have fabricated a lot of these conspiracy theories. Nothing stuck. He's never been charged with a crime, never spent a day in jail. So it's very dubious what happened at Mar-a-Lago. And I know there are people over at Fox News saying, well, we just need to calm down the attitude and the atmosphere. I disagree, Congressman. I think now is the time for righteous indignation, peaceful indignation, not violence. But this is a time for Americans to be angry.
Todd, there's no doubt about it. This is the time for Americans to be angry. And you're right about the characterization. I mean, this is the same FBI that went along with the fake FISA warrants. This is the same FBI where James Comey used classified information improperly to start the special counsel. And there was no accountability for that. This is the same FBI that let Hillary Clinton schedule her meeting, so to speak, and was not required to provide any information or allowed to sit with her attorneys who weren't her attorneys, were witnesses instead, and was allowed to destroy her electronic communications devices and not turn them in for scrutiny. So, you're absolutely right, but it is a time for righteous indignation. It is time for the American people to say enough is enough. We're angry about this, but the solution is at the ballot box. The solution is not by being goaded into violence, which some people are saying that's what the left is trying to do right now. We just can't take the bait on that. We need to be angry about what's happening, about the two standards of justice, the two-tiered system, but there's a way to solve this, and that's at the ballot box. And you know, Todd, tomorrow there's a primary in Alaska and there's a primary in Wyoming. And we have a chance to show the world that the January 6th committee is a farce and the American people don't support it by making sure that Harriet Hageman beats Liz Cheney by the widest margin possible.
Got to send a message. Got to do it tomorrow. Congressman, did you get your phone back? What's the latest there?
Yeah, I did finally get the phone back. They told me they would have it for a couple hours. Of course, you knew they weren't going to honor that commitment. But, you know, like I said, I was traveling with some of my family. My in-laws just don't need this kind of grief. You know, as you get older, you're not always in the best of health. And so I made one request of them. Well, I made two. First, I asked how they found me. Of course, they wouldn't answer that question. And I kind of know how they found me. I just wanted them to own up to it. But the second is I asked them to contact my chief of staff and let her know when the phone was going to be available again, because obviously they didn't have a phone. Well, you know, they said they would do that, and of course they didn't. They came back to the home, and you know, they had to bug my father-in-law. You know, and this is not the news that a father-in-law wants to hear. And when I went to get the phone from them, I asked them directly why they couldn't honor their commitment, and they said, well, we couldn't find her, we couldn't get in touch with her. This is the FBI who told me when I asked them, how did you find me here? They said, it's what we do. I don't think it's too hard to find the chief of staff of a member of Congress, but apparently they couldn't be bothered. So that's really the unfortunate thing about this, among other things. And Todd, I just got to remind you that there is a separation of power issue here with the legislative branch. You can't allow the executive branch to use these kind of tactics to coerce the legislative branch. And as the member of the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus who has issued impeachment articles against Merrick Garland, we certainly can't be people in the legislative branch that are intimidated into not doing the work that needs to be done. Merrick Garland used an outside influence to put a threat IDs on parents that were attending school board meetings. That's not the purpose of the attorney general. He should be impeached for that. And I shouldn't have to be concerned about what the attorney general says about that and using the power of the federal government to destroy my good reputation and the life of my family.
Congressman, we're getting a lot of questions from people, and they want to know, if the Republicans retake the House of Representatives, will you guys go after Merrick Garland and these rogue agents?
Well, you know, Todd, I certainly will. Like I said, I've already issued the impeachment articles. I know there are more coming. I just got off the phone with Jim Jordan, and he agrees. Merrick Garland better clear his calendar and set up a cot over at the judiciary hearing room, because I think he's going to spend a lot of time there answering questions about what he's done and how he's abused and misused his power. And as necessary, he should be removed from office without a doubt.
All right, Congressman, we appreciate your great insight on this crisis. I mean, this is a brewing constitutional crisis in this country, and we got to get to the bottom of it. And I think you're right. We actually are going to fight this fight at the ballot box. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity, Todd. God bless you and your audience.
All right. God bless you. Congressman Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And you heard him, folks. He's fired up. Glad he got his phone back. I wouldn't use it. You know, it's probably bugged. I mean, I wouldn't. You really believe those? You trust the FBI after what they've done? Again, the breaking news is President Trump now telling the nation that the FBI confiscated his passports, including one that had already expired. What do you think that's all about? Let's go to the phones real quick. We're going to squeeze in one caller here. Kathy, Salem, Oregon, on KYKN. Kathy, what say you?
Well, I know everybody's wondering why don't they leave him alone. I think, President Trump, I mean, I think that they keep getting stronger because he's got the goods on an awful lot of people. And I think that they're just going to keep going. I mean, why else would they not want him in the White House?
Well,
I think he's got something on all of them.
No doubt. And they're terrified of this guy, Kathy. I mean, they're throwing everything at him. They've accused him of doing horrible things with Russian hookers. They've accused him of being an agent for the Russians, the whole FISA warrant, the Russian dossier, and now this. And it's just, you know, it's just unbelievable, some of this stuff. But they are terrified of this man.
Yeah. Yep. And they're just going to get worse. And I'm looking for some kind of an emergency in October.
Well, yes, and that's why we need to pay very close attention, Kathy. I'm with you, and now the FBI putting out the bulletin, oh, we're concerned that they're going to blow up a dirty bomb, you know, MAGA supporters might become domestic terrorists. No, the only place where MAGA fans are domestic terrorists are in the made-for-TV movies and the TV shows that you watch in the evening time. That's it. Because we are a peaceful people. Kathy, got to run. Appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. Boy, I could go for a glass of Life Change Tea right about now. Life Change Tea is an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse. I drink a glass every day. It's a great combination of 12 herbs, comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. And get this, folks, Life Change Tea, they're having a big summer sale. Buy 3, get 1 free. So go right now to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Order some today. Now, if you will utilize my discount code Todd10, that's Todd10, they're going to give you an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. So GetTheTea.com. Use my discount code Todd10. You're going to get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. You better order now, folks. We'll be right back.
Sure. Well, my son goes to Riverdale Elementary in Germantown, and in his social studies class, his teacher asked the entire class tell what to write down in their journal what gender they identify as, and asked the entire class, and of course, my son got pretty uncomfortable. It was Saturday night. He came home, didn't say anything for a couple of hours, so I guess he was thinking about it, and then I was in the kitchen, and he told me that the teacher had asked that and asked them to write it in their journals.
Wow, that's the mom from Germantown, Tennessee, on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, earlier today, talking about this crazy story where even here in Tennessee, which is the buckle of the Bible Belt, you're having some of these renegade teachers, rogue teachers, that are trying to confuse children. And it's not just at that school. Another mom called in, and here's what that mom had to say.
I kind of hit every level of emotion. At first, my mouth just hit the floor. I was shocked. You know, I've always prayed and hoped that the woke mob, you know, didn't make it into our little town school district. And then as I kind of thought about it more, I decided to post it on that Germantown page, you know, just hoping that I could reach somebody, that people would see, you know, what's going on, just kind of open people's eyes. I knew that I would be attacked, and that was okay.
Wow. I'm getting crucified right now in this Germantown Municipal School discussion group on Facebook. It's infested with leftists. And here's what one guy says. It all boils down to a belief that kids should only be exposed to things that fit into this parent's narrow view of acceptable races, religions, sexual orientations, and versions of American and world history. But if you want your child's school to only teach your beliefs, I would suggest private schools or, better yet, homeschooling, where you completely control the books, curriculum, and what is written on little pieces of paper during class. And you don't have to fear your kids will catch something from people who are different. What do you mean, monkeypox? What is he talking about here? I have no idea what he's talking about. Nobody's talking about catching anything. But I think a parent does have a right to know if their teachers are trying to encourage children to change their genders. Real quick, let's go to Doug, Illinois. Doug got about 30 seconds.
I can work it in there, Todd. I'm going to have to come up with a new T-shirt. God knows your pronouns.
Oh, I like that. You're right.
Amen, brother.
God does know the pronouns.
Yep. Hey, you can dress it up, change it, cut things off, add things to it. But when you're standing in front of God, he knows if you're a guy or a girl. You can make it look any way you want, but he knows who you are.
You know what? Amen. That's a sermon, Doug. Appreciate the call. Good hearing from you. That's Doug, our friend, the T-shirt guy in Illinois. By the way, in Boston, there's a children's hospital, and they're saying that even like little two-year-olds can determine whether or not they want to be transgender. Really? Do you want your two-year-old to decide that they want to chop off this and that? I don't think so. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So, Grace, I was down at Shelby Farms, my favorite park, and they had a big, like, shindig going on.
Oh.
And I thought I smelled barbecue, so I thought, ooh, wow, I could go for some barbecue. I did a 5 miles. I did twice the loop at Shelby, so I was a little hungry. And then when I finally got to where they were doing the big event, I realized it was the big Memphis Muslim Day.
Oh, that's a little awkward.
No, well, it was a big festivity, but no barbecue.
That's what I was saying. A little awkward.
No pulled pork at that event.
No, so, but maybe they did tofu.
They offered me a free copy of the Quran, but I said, no, I'm a Baptist. I'm good. Appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum, y'all, as they say. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, the founder of one of the most important organizations in this nation, the Timothy Plan, our good buddy Art Alley. Hey, Art, how are you today, sir?
Todd, you get yourself in the most interesting situations. I was just listening into that.
You know, Art, you just it happened to me all the time in Brooklyn, New York, where I lived among the indigenous liberal population.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though. You know, I like being exposed to new things, new cultures, ideas.
There you go.
Except for the vegan stuff. I can't get into that. So
no, I've never understood that myself.
Art, I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, the last time you were on, and they were complaining about, I think it was one of the phone services, and they were donating money to Planned Parenthood or somebody. And I said, look, this is why you need to go check out the Timothy Plan, because these guys are going to help you find companies that share your values. So in other words, your money's not going to support Planned Parenthood, you know, if you've got, you know, a mobile phone plan with, I don't know, Verizon or whoever.
Correct. Well, you know, there's two pieces to that. Most people understand spending their money on a service or a product, and, you know, they're beginning to refuse to do that. But the other side of it is, through your investment program, do you own the stocks of these companies? And, you know, that's kind of a disconnect. You know, if you're going to own the stock, you might as well shop there and improve their profits. But, you know, what we offer is an opportunity to clean up the investment side of things. We do all the research. We know what these companies are doing beneath the radar. And we refuse to allow our money management firms to invest in companies that fail these basic moral biblical screens. It's not that complicated.
And I love this, Art. And here, folks, here are some of the things they filter. So, again, you want to get involved in making investments. You want to make sure that your money is not going to support companies that are supporting things like abortion, pornography, human trafficking, alcohol, tobacco, anti-family entertainment. And so Timothy Plan does all the work for you. And Art, I think the coolest part about all of this is that you guys, people are investing and they're making money on their investments because of the great work of Timothy Plan.
Well, you know, when we started, people told me there's no way you can screen out these largest, most profitable companies, and those are a lot that fail our screens, and expect to get good investment returns for your investors, for your shareholders. Well, and I've said this time and time, and I think I've said it time and time again on this show, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, or if you are just a morally foundational, solid person, obedience trumps performance every time. Why would you compromise your values and your principles for maybe a 0.5% or a 1% more? And the answer is you don't have to. But what we've proven over the years, and we're 28 and a half years now, we've been doing this, Todd, you don't have to sacrifice good investment returns, because we got top-tier money management firms. And the other thing people don't generally understand, if I can take just another second or two, is how this thing works. You know, we've got 12 different mutual funds and 6 exchange-traded funds, but all of them are professionally managed. They will invest in somewhere between 75 and 150 different companies that they believe have the best potential for being profitable and getting a good return. So to make it simple, Todd, for people, you know, if you're not in the investment world, this is all a mystery to you, and it's almost like speaking Greek or Chinese. But if you had $150 to invest, for example, and it goes into one of our funds that owns 150 different companies, it would be like you have a dollar in each of those 150 companies. And, you know, sometimes a company may run into a tough spell, or other times they really take off like a rocket ship. But the point is, you're well-diversified, you're well-managed, our managers are top-tier, and you just don't have to sacrifice investment performance.
I love it. TimothyPlan.com, folks. I can't urge you enough to bookmark this website, TimothyPlan.com. You're going to get on this website, and you're right, Art. I don't speak Greek or Chinese either. It's difficult for me, but you guys make it so easy to understand, and there's no hard pressure, sales gimmicks, none of that stuff. This is just great information. Folks, TimothyPlan.com. And Art, honestly, we've got to start being smart with our investments, but we also need to be thinking biblically as people of faith when we're investing our money as well.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, when you're doing it biblically, it only works every time. So that's why we do what we do. But if the website is a problem, call us. We have a human being answer the phone, and they will connect you with another human being that will answer any and all of your questions. and it's simply 1-800-TIM-PLAN. It's just not that difficult. We're here to serve. We understand we're in the service business, and we don't have any hard sell or anything. All we do is answer questions to equip people to make better decisions, because we know it's a mystery to them, and we try to take the mystery out of it for them.
I love it. Well, look, Art, you guys do incredible work there. We're honored to be partners with you guys, and we appreciate you coming on the program and sharing the great news about Timothy Plan.
Well, thank you, man. You guys do great work, and keep it up.
We're doing our best. That's Art Alley, everybody. He is the founder of Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com. That's timothyplan.com. You've got to check out this website. Great materials for you. And look, especially if you are a young, let's just say moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, you've got the grandkids, they're starting to invest. What better way than to get them started on the right investment path than by doing it as a young person? So again, timothyplan.com. I love what these guys are doing, and it makes so much sense. You know, we've got to be smart with how we spend our money around this country. We've got to stop propping up a lot of these leftist organizations that are trying to silence us and take away our freedom. So anyway, give those folks a great look there. All right, real quick, let's go to the phones here. There is James in Arkansas listening to us on the KWAM app today. James, appreciate you holding on. What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, you know, not to offend one of your previous guests, but the Republicans have proven anytime they get back in office in control, they don't do anything. But anyway, back to my original point. My original point is, you know what? If you go to church on Sunday and you sit in a pew, and then you go out on Tuesday and you vote for a Democrat, I don't know how you can, reconcile that with yourself. How do you go in and listen to God's word and know that God says, if you hurt one of my children, you would be better off with a millstone around your neck cast into the ocean? How can you do that and then vote for a Democrat that supports abortion?
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
James, I'm with you on, honest to goodness, I don't get it. And I get into a lot of trouble when I say that, but I'm with you. I just don't see how you can be a Christian and support abortion. I don't get how you can square that with your beliefs.
I don't either. I'm sorry, but I just don't. And like I said, I'm sure it's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings, but you know what? If you think this country is going in the right direction right now and you go to church on Sunday, God help you when the day comes, because the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. God help you when that day comes if you proclaim to be a Christian and you think this country is going in the right direction right now.
All right, James, got to be careful. We're going to take up an offering if you keep preaching like that. So, I like James. All right, James, we got to run. Folks, real quick here, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, the Stearns family went on vacation earlier this year. Normally, we're like, you know, Dollywood, maybe Branson, head down to the Redneck Riviera. That's the Gulf Coast for you folks out there in Wichita, Kansas. But this year, the whole family, the whole crew went over to check out the Ark Encounter, the Creation Museum. Folks, if you have not been, it is one of the most breathtaking, jaw-dropping, and inspirational places that I've seen in a very long time. And now they're having the world's largest music festival. It's already underway. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're just so honored to have one of my favorites, Ken Ham, join us. Ken, hope you're doing well.
Hey, hi, Todd. Yeah, doing very well. Great to be with you. I'm just sitting here at the Ark Encounter looking out my office window, seeing the thousands of people that are here today having a great time.
So I want to talk about this. It's being billed as the world's largest music festival, It's 40 days and nights of gospel music. What's going on?
Well, the 40 days and 40 nights comes from a book, well, yes, the Bible. And we decided, hey, you know what? Why not have a gospel music festival here at the Ark Encounter for 40 days and 40 nights? And so we did that last year, and we've done it again this year. It is the biggest gospel music festival in the world because it goes for so long, and we have 150 different artists, many award-winning artists. We just had Ricky Skaggs here, and you know, we've had Karen Peck and New River, and so we have all sorts of artists and 120 different concerts. And so the people who come to the Ark Encounter, and we also have concerts at the Croatian Museum too, it's included with their entrance to the attractions, and it's a tremendous way of bringing people here who have never been here before. They enjoy the music, and it's a great way of presenting to them, too, God's Word and the message of the gospel, which is what we're on about as Christians.
And, of course, you also have some great speakers, including the official chaplain of the Todd Starnes radio program. You know, Ken Ham, you may not be aware of that because, you know, we do need a chaplain to keep us on the straight and narrow. And that person is Dr. Robert Jeffress, who's going to be one of the speakers.
Oh, yes. He's one of the speakers coming here soon. And, in fact, I'll be speaking in his church in Texas sometime in the next few months as well. So, yeah, we have all sorts of great speakers here. I'm glad you got someone to keep you on the straight and narrow. You definitely need that, Todd.
Yes, Ken. By the way, if they tell you in the church, hey, there are going to be fireworks during worship, prepare yourself for literal fireworks, Ken Ham. I about keeled over during one of the services, but it's pretty spectacular what they do down there at the First Baptist Church in Dallas.
Oh, it'll be great for me to experience that. You know, I've spoken in churches all across America, around the world, and so love to be able to share what we're doing and share from the Bible to people.
You know, Ken, one of the things I just greatly respect, and by the way, one of our interns, one of our workers here was an intern, a summer intern working at the Creation Museum, and just came back with filled with such passion. And I think what you guys are doing is so vitally important because ultimately there has been an attack on the first book of the Bible. And I just love what you guys are doing in the ministry that you guys are doing to affirm those incredible passages of Scripture.
Well, you know, people love this. Young people love it. Kids love it. Because when we're not just talking about so-called Bible stories, and don't get me wrong when I say that, you know, we certainly believe the accounts in the Bible, but what we're doing is giving answers to the attacks on God's Word, particularly in Genesis today. And so we deal with issues of origins, of creation, evolution, the flood, and fossils. We talk about issues of race, that we all go back to Adam and Eve. There's only one race. We talk about dinosaurs. I mean, these are all the things that people today are very familiar with, and many have questions about and don't know what to do with them. And many young people think it means you can't trust the Bible. Has science disproved the Bible? So both at the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum, we have these world-class exhibits. They are world-class. Every bit the quality of Hollywood. In fact, I think even higher than Hollywood quality. And we're giving people answers, and it makes the Bible come alive in a way you will not experience anywhere else. So that's why people just love this, and it helps make the Bible real. It connects to the real world.
And it really is one of these multi-day events, right, Ken? Because, I mean, there's just so much to see and experience there.
Oh, you could spend millions of years here. No, actually, I don't believe in millions of years. But yeah, here, I mean, at the Ark Encounter, the Ark is the biggest freestanding timber frame structure in the world. It's 1.5 times the length of a football field, half the width of a football field, and stands 10 stories high at the bow, 3.3 million board feet of timber, filled with three floors of exhibits. Behind that, we have a zoo you can walk through with the kangaroos, and we have all sorts of other animals and camel rides. And, of course, we present everything from a biblical worldview perspective. We have live animal programs daily from biblical worldview perspective. We have a virtual reality ride where you sit in those seats and put on the virtual reality glasses, and you feel like you're going back to the time of Noah. We have a wonderful playground for the children. We also have just opened a carousel that has unique animal kinds, and we have teaching about the animal kinds and how Noah could fit the animals on the ark. He didn't need all the species, just the land animal kinds. And we have a conference center here where we do daily program as well, 2,500-seat auditorium. I mean, this is an incredible attraction. Actually, the ark is the biggest biggest attraction in Kentucky. And the Ark and the Creation Museum, which is 45 minutes away, is like a whole walk through the Bible, and we have an insectarium and a dinosaur exhibit and beautiful gardens. We have a petting zoo. We have programs there, live animal programs. We have science labs. We have special programs for young people. I mean, these are unique. They're the two leading Christian-themed attractions in the world, which is why Northern Kentucky now has become the biggest faith-based tourist area in America and tourist destination, as people pour in here, thousands every day.
And Ken, one of the things I appreciate so much is the excellence. Everything is done with excellence, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for families to go and have a great time together and experience and really watch the Bible come to life before their very eyes. Ken, we got it. I hate to do this. We're running out of time. We're going to get you back. We've had some crazy breaking news today, but we really want to encourage folks, ArkEncounter.com, get out there and enjoy the 40 days, 40 nights of music. Ken, God bless you.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
All right, Ken Ham, everybody, from Answers in Genesis, doing some incredible work out there. And our family, they love it. And I suspect yours is going to love it as well. All right, we have links over on the live show blog, toddstearns.com. Hey, sign up for the newsletter while you are over there. Welcome to all of our new listeners. You can also download our free podcast. Folks, buckle up. It's going to be a wild week here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Be good, America.